knees and gasps when he sees her. And this, I hate to admit, it's the first time I've ever told anyone this. This scene has haunted me my entire life. Because it's basically like my biggest fantasy of all. And that is that I will be Olivia Newton-John on the last day of school, over and over and over and over again. At my own high school graduation, at my college graduation, at the party so-and-so invited me to, at the reading I gave last year, at the vacation I took to Mexico. You know, every time anything was going to happen, I was going to look smoking for it. And what that always meant to me was I was going to lose 10 pounds, or I was going to lose 20 pounds, or I was going to lose 30 pounds, or whatever it was. I was going to lose this amount of weight by this time so that I would be, you know, beautiful and loved, and people would gasp and fall on their knees before me. And it's really sort of probably a strange thing about me, because it's actually very much in contradiction to who I seem to be and who I actually am and how I write and the stories I tell in my Dear Sugar column and the beliefs I hold true and dear. And I haven't lived my life. I haven't lived my life like that woman who's always needing to lose that 30 pounds or whatever. But I've been haunted by it. It's like, it's that kind of, that inner voice that I'm always having to swim against, or at least until I think recently. And that voice was never, ever so powerful as one day last summer. It was August. I was pushing my kids in swings. My daughter was 5, my son was 7, and they were swinging in the park, and my cell phone rang. And I answered it, and it was my publicist at Knopf. Knopf is the publisher who published my memoir, Wild, that just came out in March. And she said, "Cheryl, I have incredible news. Vogue magazine loves Wild." And I was like, "Yay, what does this mean?" And she said, "Well, they want to publish an excerpt of your book, several thousand words of your book, in their March issue. And it will come out a month before your book does, and millions of people will read these words you've written, and they'll feel compelled to go buy the book." And this is just an incredible thing. It doesn't happen often. And by then, I'm you know, squealing in delight. I'm so pleased. And she says, "And not just that, they want to take a photo of you. And they don't want you to send them a photo. They're going to come to Portland, and you're going to have a Vogue photo shoot. And they're going to send a stylist." I didn't even really know what a stylist was, but it's apparently somebody who dresses you. And they're going to send a hair and makeup person, because God forbid anyone in Portland blow my hair dry. And they're going to send a photographer. And this whole thing is going to happen, and they're going to take a head-to-toe shot of you, like a full-body shot. And, you know, everything underneath your picture, it'll say, like, all the different designers of the clothes you're wearing. It's going to be this big deal. So I get off the phone, and immediately my excitement gives way to dread, because it's finally, I've reached the moment of truth. It's the grand kahuna, next big thing. And I really, really, really do need to pull it off this time. Like, I really need to do that thing where I jump out of a hat and I'm like Olivia Newton-John, and I'm whatever weight that I think is like the right weight for someone who is going to be in Vogue magazine. And I know it's not the weight that I was at or am at now. And so I decided, like any reasonable person would do, I decided I'm never going to eat again. Or at least not until that photograph is taken a couple months. And I have some time, too. So the photograph is going to be taken like November. So I can be completely different by then. And so I go home. I feed my kids dinner, my husband and I, and sit down with the kids. And I'm just starving, and I can't help myself. I eat. And I think, well, you know, the thing is about the Vogue thing, I can start it tomorrow, you know. And so I, you know, and then the next day I'm hungry again, and I eat again, and then it keeps going. I keep eating. And I keep thinking, okay, Vogue is happening. Like, I have to do this thing. And pretty soon, they start compiling the team of people who are going to make me, you know, be in Vogue. And they start emailing me. The photographer emails me. The stylist emails me. I don't reply to their emails, but I immediately Google them both. And they're both, like, as big as my thigh and, like, 28 and, you know, gorgeous. And the stylist in particular scares the shit out of me, because she says, "I want all of your measurements. I want all of your sizes. Just, you know, what's..."